It's great to have you here today, and I hope that you enjoyed a weekend full of praises to God. Here on God Is, I have been telling you that God is merciful, and so I hope that you have been able to reflect on His mercy to you and thank God for it. Even if you do not yet claim Jesus as your Master and Lord, I invite you to still acknowledge the mercy of the living God. Think of it this way, He has given you the mercy of life. You are alive, you are breathing. And who has given you the wonderful gift of life? God has. So join with all the listeners and me in saying thank you to the Creator of the universe and the Sustainer of all of our lives. And we've been learning about the marvelous mercy of God through the life of Jesus Christ. We believe that Jesus is God. He is God in human flesh. And so when we look to Jesus, we look to God. Whatever we want to know about God, Jesus teaches us, and Jesus is our master teacher. And when we left off last time, we were in Mark's Gospel and chapter 6, Mark chapter 6. And if you have your Bible open, you can turn there. I encouraged you to read verses 33 to 44 in preparation for today. So if you did, you're ready to roll. But let me just read this passage for friends just joining us today. This is Mark chapter 6, and I will read verses 34 to 44. This is the Gospel according to Mark chapter 6, verses 34 through 44. When Jesus went ashore, he saw a large crowd, and he felt compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When it was already quite late, his disciples came to him and said, "This place is desolate, and it is already quite late. Send them away so that they may go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But Jesus answered them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and spend 200 denarii on bread and give them something to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go look." And when they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. And he commanded them all to sit down by groups on the green grass. They sat down in groups of hundreds and of fifties. And he took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and looking up toward heaven, Jesus blessed the food and broke the loaves, and he kept giving them to the disciples to set before them. And he divided up the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up 12 full baskets of the broken pieces and also of the fish. There were 5,000 men who ate the loaves. This is incredible, and again, we have read of the miracle power of Jesus Christ. Jesus is a miracle worker. And the word I want you to circle or otherwise highlight in these 10 verses is the word compassion in verse 34. The text says Jesus felt compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. And we talked about this compassion and what Jesus meant by the phrase, "they were like sheep without a shepherd," last time. And we saw that because of his compassion, Jesus taught them many things. Over in Luke's Gospel, he recounts the same scene and adds this in Luke chapter 9 and verse 11. Jesus began speaking to them about the kingdom of God and cured those who had need of healing. So there was healing there too, but I'm interested in Luke's phrase, "speaking to them about the kingdom of God," because that tells us what Jesus was teaching them about, the specifics which Mark left out of his account. So when we put Mark and Luke together, we learn that Jesus had mercy on the crowd and manifested his mercy through teaching this massive crowd about the kingdom of God. And in summary, we can say that the kingdom of God is the reign, R-E-I-G-N, the reign or the rule of God in people's hearts, minds, and souls. So Jesus is teaching them how to have God reign and rule them. Jesus is teaching them about God the Father. You see, in Jesus' mercy, he's meeting their spiritual need. And I want to insert here a question for you. What is Christ teaching you about God today? That's why Jesus has come into our lives. That's why his presence is with us as we go about our day. He draws us close to him out of compassion for us. He's the compassionate Christ, and he does so to teach us many things about the kingdom of God, about the role of God in our lives. What is the teacher's lesson for you today? I know what it is for me. I'm learning a hard lesson about patience right now as I speak with you. I've been waiting on the Lord now for some prayers of mine to be answered, and I tell you, he is taking an awfully long time to reply to me. it's become abundantly obvious to me that God and I are not on the same schedule. And for some time now, I've been inviting him to catch up with me and get himself aligned with my timing. Yeah, right. I'm such a fool. As if God marched to the beat of my drum. Not so. I've got to get myself aligned with his schedule and his perfect timing, and that's a real struggle for me. But still, Jesus sticks with me, always teaching me. He is the master, I am the slave. He is the teacher, I am the student. He is the discipler, and I am the disciple. And he is persuading me about the kingdom of God, about his reign and rule in my life. And I just pray that God will have mercy on me and won't allow me to be crushed under the weight of waiting for him to answer my prayers. And what's happening with you? What is Jesus teaching you? I have no idea what it is, but I guarantee you it's something. There is no Christian person for whom Jesus is not demonstrating mercy through teaching many things, teaching about the kingdom of God. The same holds true for those who are not yet Christians. Jesus is teaching them. So take a moment today, pause, think about it. You're the student, he's the teacher. Now what is the lesson? And when we turn back to the text in Mark 6, we see Jesus do something else. He meets their physical need for food. This is the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. Or was it actually more? Look at or listen to verse 44. This is Mark chapter 6, verse 44. There were 5,000 men who ate the loaves. Notice the word men. This means the number 5,000 did not include the women and children in the crowd that day. And how do we know that women and children were there? Well, we have to cross-reference this gospel story again, and this time we go back to the book of Matthew. So go back in your Bible, one book, from Mark to Matthew, in Matthew chapter 14 and verse 21. Hear the description of this same crowd from Matthew chapter 14 and verse 21. There were about 5,000 men who ate, besides women and children. That's why I say this gathering of the people was more than 5,000. If we kept doing the math, we could easily get to the number 20,000 people. The men ate separately from women and children in that culture and at that time, and so they would have been seated accordingly. Mark only includes the count of the men, but Matthew adds the head count of women and children. Bottom line, from 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish came enough food for, let's call it, 20,000 people. And note verse 42, they all ate and were satisfied. And verse 43, and they picked up 12 full baskets of the broken pieces and also of the fish. So for every single person there that day, Jesus satisfied their physical hunger and there were leftovers. A substantial amount of food was left over. 12 full baskets to be exact. Wow. And all of this, the teaching, the healing, the provision of the meal, all came as a result of what? Mark chapter 6 and verse 34 again, Jesus felt compassion for the large crowd. The compassionate and merciful acts of the Lord reflect a compassionate and merciful God. God, my friends, is merciful, and he offers you mercy through what he teaches you, but also through what he provides to you. God is your provision, and there are people listening to me now who are hungry. God will provide your next meal. There are people listening to me who bear the burden of poor health. God will provide mercy in your sickness as you sit there or lie there feeling awful. Trust in the Father of all mercies, our God. Call out to God today. Just say this, "Oh God, have mercy on me. Have mercy." And I promise you that when you come pleading to God for his mercy, when you come humble, dependent, even begging, "Oh God, look upon me with compassion." He will. He will look upon you with compassion. And how do I know that? I learned it from Jesus. Mark 6, Matthew 14, Luke 9, and this compassion of the Christ is also found in John's Gospel, chapter 6. Read it and believe it. And let me pray for those who need the mercy of God in their lives at this very moment and on this very day. Lord, have mercy. All of the people within the sound of my voice are people you love. We're like the people in the crowds that met you around the other side of the lake that day, we need you to have compassion on us. I pray for your provision for teaching those who need to learn their lessons well today. I pray for your provision of healing for those who are sick. And I pray for your provision of some physical resources like food for those who require it now. Please provide. In your mercy, meet our needs. Amen. As I end today, I want to remind you that I'm offering you the essential book that every person ought to read. I really believe that every person ought to read this book. The title of it is this, A Gospel Primer for Christians, Learning to See the Glories of God's Love. Now, this book is yours for free if you'll just email me today and tell me how you listen to God is. Is it by radio, podcast, or is it by both? Include your mailing address when you write to me, and I'll send you this meaningful and even transformative slim book today. It's powerful, and you want to have it, and you want to read it. My email address is mark@markaswallow.com. Let me spell that for you, just to make sure you've got it. mark@markaswallow.com. Tomorrow, we continue to learn that God is merciful. I'm going to take us briefly down further in Mark's Gospel to chapters 8 and 9, and then over to Luke's Gospel chapter 18. So you can read those chapters if you would like for our next time together. That's Mark's Gospel chapters 8 and 9, and then over to Luke's Gospel chapter 18. If this ministry has been meaningful to you, invite a friend or family member to join you in listening to God Is. Lord willing, I'll be back here tomorrow at this same time, so invite others to listen along with you. Think of someone you know who needs the mercy of God in their lives. Reach out to that woman or man and urge them to listen with you, and then you can discuss the broadcast afterwards. Give some reflection and prayer to what we talked about today, and then join me again tomorrow, for God is...